You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
次は東京上野動物公園。閉まるドアにご注意ください。ご注意ください。
That is Memory Foam with Choo Choo Train featuring Baby Zionov. We were listening to Rahil before that with I Smile for E. You're on BFM and we have Memory Foam in the studio. Kia ora koutou, how are you all this morning?
Kia ora.
How are you? Thank you.
Thanks for coming in. So exciting to have you guys in here. Last time you were up at BFM, you were playing for us, which was pretty special. It was good to hear Memory Foam live because that's when I think you're at your absolute power. But that being said, we're here to talk about a brand new single that you've just put out, which is called Moon Power, with a wonderful music video. Congrats. How are you all feeling about it?
A little bit sweaty.
I've
been running up the stairs.
Nice. Yep. Classic Tuesday morning things.
Super excited though.
Yeah, nice. Tell us a wee bit about the single Moon Power. What were you guys thinking about or talking about as a band when you were making this one?
The Moon Power, normally making from the tracks, the not lyrics.
Yes.
And I always get the inspiration from the band members. Mm-hmm. Inspiration. Then the first of this single, beginning from the good guitar solo, guitar listen, mm-hmm. and the noise. So I felt like, and it was midnight.
Yeah.
When I make the lyrics, it was midnight, and then the moon power is really bright. I mean, the moon is really bright, and then I feel like, oh yeah,
this is the song. I quite like that. Listening to a big heavy riff at midnight and feeling inspired by the moon feels extremely goth and cool. I have to say
that's Yuko's whole vibe.
Yeah,
whole vibe.
You guys have been very busy recently, not only making new music. What is the process of recording like as a crew when you get in the studio? Is it quite a quick process making songs, or do you do quite a lot of back and forth till you get something you feel comfortable and confident with?
We're pretty live most of the time. Generally, we record it in one go, and then we overdub the vocals. But we generally have the songs pretty well worked out before we record them. Yeah.
That's a nice feeling to kind of then just be able to hit it running a little bit rather than have to rework it and rewind it so much when you're trying to capture that live energy perhaps in the recording as well. You guys recently opened for Otoboke Beaver, which looked like an insane experience as a band. How was that gig for you? It must have been pretty special.
Oh, it was so much fun. It was really great. I think it's one of the biggest crowds we've ever played to. And we just had fun, really. We just sort of looked at each other and thought, well, this has turned out well.
Yeah. And what was the energy like? Because it seemed like a very high energy but quite wholesome crowd was the vibe I was getting, you know?
Yeah, they were really enthusiastic for us, which was really great. I mean, sometimes it's tough, and especially tough opening for a band like Ottobocky Beaver. So we didn't really know how they were going to take us, but they were really enthusiastic, so it was great.
I think it was the first ever time we've turned up to a show and there was like this huge line of kids just out the door.
Hell yeah.
And we were like, oh my God, this is awesome. But apparently that's how kind of shows happen in Japan. People just like turn up like on time.
Amazing.
Just ready to see the show. And they're like up the front, like people were up front before we'd even started. And it was just so much fun. And that band's just like, they show manaakitanga, they show love to in so many ways to everyone they work with. So it was quite inspiring, quite cool.
That feels like the perfect start to a gig, when you know that the crowd is just already there and they're ready to have a good time. We need more of that energy across the board, I feel. None of this like, oh, what time's your band on? I'm just going to come in five minutes before.
Yeah, absolutely.
Get in there, see everyone, have a whole fun night out, you know? Feels like the right thing to be doing.
We've played a few support slots recently, which has been kind of Spinal Tap-like. Like,
mean.
We'd turn up to the show and like, promoter would be like, they have this big green room full of like fresh fruit and champagne for the for the main band. We'd be like, oh cool, where are we guys? And they'd be like, oh, just go
in
and
the
hit
cupboard.
You're in the closet, guys. So it wasn't like that. It was good.
Name and shame. No. Keep your secrets. Tell us a bit about making the music video for Moon Power, because you've sort of harnessed a bit of AI, and I feel like you guys have taken it in a really interesting way. There's a lot of people playing around with AI in, you know, art making at the moment, and there's something about this that really suits the aesthetic of what it is you guys are interested in. How did the AI idea come about?
Well, that's probably more of a question for Michael Logie, but I can tell you what I know about it. I mean, he's been enthusiastic about playing around with it. He said it's a lot of people assume that with AI it's there's no work, it just does it all for you, but it's actually not really the case. It's you kind of have to get feedback from the AI, from what I understand. And so he was constantly sort of throwing ideas until he was sort of getting things he liked and that he could sort of storyboard with. It's a really interesting new process, actually. And he's, you know, really wanted to put his own spin on it and make something quite unique.
It does seem to capture that thing you were talking about of like the midnight big moon kind of heavy gothic energy going on there as well. Does it feel surreal to see your own face kind of put through that AI filter? Is that a weird experience to then look at?
Oh no, I wasn't feeling weird, but just like, oh, so cool. And what the technology. This time is my first time, you know, my face became the like animation. So like, wow.
Yeah, it's
pretty so cool. Actually, really cool. And Michael Logie just took my photo.
Ah.
Like something like just few photos.
Mm-hmm.
It's not many photos.
Yeah.
But like it turned out like really cool music video.
Yeah.
So like, wow.
Yeah.
So yeah. I'm not feeling weird. I wasn't feeling weird. Just like, wow.
Yeah, it's a pretty amazing thing. And I think you're so right talking about, you know, the nature of AI is it's like any medium, you have to shape it. Like, you know, if you just chuck a random prompt out, you're going to get some crap back. But if you want it to be good and interesting, like this video, you do have to really work it. You know, like clay, if you're a sculptor, you're making something out of clay. It's a little bit the same as that. And yeah, I really recommend people go and check out Michael's video for this. But I think we should have a listen to the track now. When are you guys playing live next? Have you got any shows on the horizon at the moment? Or are you just having a pause?
Yeah, we're playing at Pocket Park on the 7th of December. Is that right?
Yeah, it's for first Thursdays on 7th of September, up on December, up on K Road.
In a whole year's time, though. Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. That'll be the Christmas one, I believe, as well.
Yeah,
so
Christmas one.
You can sort all your Christmas shopping out, go see some great music, and have a nice time on K Road on the 7th of December.
Yes.
Thank you, Memory Foam, for coming in this morning. Always
Thanks,
a pleasure
guys.
To have
Thank
you in the
you.
Studio.
Thanks for having us.
This is the brand new single, Moon Power. You're on BFM.
honey, you're smelling and got so sick. Walk out, meow, meow. Walk out with you is so fun.
That was a 95 BFM podcast. Support 95 BFM with a B-card. Go to 95bfm.com/signup.